This is HPR episode 2472 entitled, Forum Failure. It is hosted by Lost and Drunk, and is about 17 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Lost and Drunk talks about his recent experience in running a forum.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Lost in Bronx, and you'll have to forgive me for the sound quality. I'm in the car, and I just wanted to get this recorded. Something I just wanted to talk about and kind of analyze to an extent. I have a website called cavalcadeaudio.com, and associated with that website, I have a couple other sites and a couple other things. And one of the things that I started up last year was a forum through ProBoards, right? Now, I wanted to eventually get to a point where I was comfortable enough with forum software that I could host one myself and have it on my own server. But I was new to that side of it and thought, well, we'll do baby steps where most of this stuff is automated and I won't really need to make a lot of mistakes right off the bat, you know? I can make my mistakes slowly and learn what I'm doing. So, ProBoards has a fairly low barrier to entry. And the tools are pretty useful, though the user interface is really not good, but if you poke around, there are tools for almost everything there from an administrative standpoint. So I made a board. Cavalcade Audio Productions was the name of the board, or CAP, CAP. Now, why did I do it? Why did I want a forum just for my stuff, right? Well, I mean, on the surface of it, it's probably easy to understand. I have content that I'm trying to promote, and I have people that seem to like it, at least some people, and I thought it'd be a great place to have, you know, just a place to sit around and talk about that stuff. But really, and this is the heart of all this rumination, the real reason I wanted to do this was because I love the user experience of a forum, of an actual forum. You know, like from the late 90s and into the 2000s, right? Forums are still around, they're still really popular. ProBoards is still massively, massively used. I mean, millions of people use it every day. But that type of social media interaction is not what it once was. And I found that even the people that were interested in talking about things with me that I would have liked to have talked about on the forum, they were already talking to me in other places. The forum had no draw for them. Now, there are a lot of reasons why this thing failed, because that's where I'm heading. All right, today I deleted it, and that's because it was clear this wasn't going to work. And it was a bit of a draw of my attention, but up until the very end, I maintained it. I continued to post to it whenever I had a new audio diary. I do a podcast where I just basically ramble like this, but not generally on a single topic. And I would post to that, and any other news stories that I came out with, I would post there. Just because it's my forum. I should maintain it, right? But it was clear that it wasn't working. So about a month or so ago, I announced, yeah, this is going away. And if you have any data on there that you want, let me know. I'll pull it off. I'll get it to you. Otherwise, no. Well, there were hardly any other posts but mine on there. So it was time for it to go. Now, why did it fail? Well, a couple of reasons, and probably the least important is the format of that social interaction, right? That is to say, forums not being popular anymore. That's probably the least important part of it all. But I would say that is still the draw that pulled me there. That's what I like. I like working with a forum structure when I'm having conversations with people. I want to be able to look on one single page to see the entire conversation, or if it's a long one, it goes to its, you know, to separate pages, continuing like that. Now, there have been a lot of attempts to kind of restructure forums. I mean, there's Discourse and there's a bunch of other things that are out now. I don't like any of those. I know they were designed with user experience in mind, because there have been a lot of criticisms over the forum structure over the years, and people saying it's an old-fashioned format, it doesn't work anymore, we need something new, something dynamic, etc., etc. So other more modern types of forum-like software have come out. I've tried a bunch of them, and I gotta tell you, they are really hard to use. I don't find them to be intuitive. I find them exceedingly hard to follow conversations on. Now, I'm on Mastodon, and I'm a pretty regular user of it, and I like it a lot, but I find it no substitute for something like a forum. There's simply no way to have a decent conversation on it, I don't believe. Now, I've tried. I've had a few conversations, and I do consider them to be decent, per se, but, you know, there are character limits, there are limits to what can be uploaded easily, what can be structured easily, it can be a little clunky and slow, it can, you know, there are a lot of things about it that I don't like, and I certainly don't see it as any kind of substitute for a forum. In fact, I haven't seen anything that actually is. I have not encountered one presentation of social media, the ability to communicate socially or, you know, professionally even, with other people that really comes close. Now, something like Slack, which has gotten very popular, or Mattermost, which is kind of the free software clone of it, and there are a couple of federated versions of things like that that are, I guess they're still heavily in development, but there are a lot of things out there now that are like Slack that are very much based on forum structure, but they're not quite the same, first off. But they're probably closer than many of the other things. However, the focus of those seem to be not social interaction, but really, at least the push for Slack, which is it's a for-profit company, and it primarily is focused on businesses and stuff. Well, of course, they want to make money. They're not going to make money off of people who are just chatting. So there are versions of that work for free software and stuff I could probably even host myself. But ultimately, as I say, the fail probably wasn't the format, even though it's not popular anymore and people have sort of gravitated to other things. But A, the fact that I don't have a large enough user base, you know, that is to say there aren't enough fans who would also like to have a community where they can chat, you know, the fan base. In other words, there weren't enough people, period, right off the bat. That's the first one. And that's probably the most important. But secondly, as I say, even the people that were interested in it preferred to talk to me elsewhere. Now, why is that, right? Why is that? Well, probably because it's more convenient for them, for whatever reason. Perhaps they were on their phone and it was easier to access communications on their phone rather than be stuck to a desktop. Well, of course, many forums have interfaces for your phone and stuff, but it's not quite the same, right? In other words, they didn't need another place to talk to me if they already were talking to me somewhere else. They didn't need a dedicated place to talk to me. Well, if we expand this examination out a bit to things like Facebook, there are tremendous amounts of communities there that simply don't feel a need to have a dedicated space of their own. They're happy communicating with the people they like and even creating a solid community on someone else's platform. And we can argue back and forth about the pros and cons of that. I'm not on Facebook, so you probably can tell where my sentiments lie, but that's really immaterial. The fact is, that's where the eyeballs were, that's where people wanted to be, and that's where they wanted to have their community. They're already familiar with the software, they're already on there for the sake of their other friends, their family, etc. So now they also have a community dedicated to whatever, maybe another writer, right? Another person, or they're fans of a particular musician or a movie star or something like that. And this is where they chat about it. And it used to be that those things would be hosted on your own server, or it would be dedicated somewhere else. You know, if say you were a movie star and you would have your own forum on your own website. For a time, that was a thing. Never a really big thing, because most movie stars aren't going to be also software admins, so they would have to hire somebody to do that. Now you're talking about money, and all of this can be done for free, quote-unquote free, on platforms like Facebook, or platforms like Twitter, or platforms like Mastodon, right? Now, Mastodon doesn't cost me anything, because it's federated and open source and free software, etc., etc. So it has a general bent that attracts me and many other people that I speak to, that I interact with. So I was already there, and I was already talking to these people there, right? Maybe the fault lies with me. I didn't attract them to my forum because I wasn't giving them a reason to go over there and talk to me. I was already talking to them somewhere else. Well, you know, I'm not the be-all, end-all of these people's lives, you know? So they were, if I didn't post on Mastodon and instead just plopped everything down onto my own forum, that would hardly have been an attraction. They simply would have said, hey, where's Lost in Bronx? I haven't seen him around in a while. What happened to the guy? And maybe somebody had dropped me an email saying, hey, are you all right? Did you die? And I'd say, oh no, I'm over in my community. If you want to speak to me, you got to go there. Well, you know, that's hardly attractive or fair to anybody, so that wasn't going to work. That simply wasn't going to work. Is the era of the forum, the proper forum, over? I don't think so. And it really does depend on what community you're in. There are a lot of anime forums that exist. Mostly young people, teenagers and what have you, or younger even, that are constantly popping up, you know, things dedicated to music and pop stars and things like this. They exist by the thousands, these forums. So, I don't know. I would think that if you're part of a particular type of community already, trying to change their habits is a lost cause. And you shouldn't try just for the sake of, in the end, in my case, I'm telling you, it was not about having my own community and my own fans, you know, locked up into my platform. But I gotta tell you, it's because I really, really like that format. I like the way the forums are structured. And I wanted to have that back, that social interaction in that format. So that's the end of it, and I got rid of it. Going forward, I'm certainly not going to explore that aspect of things. It was, I won't say it was a waste of time, because I learned something valuable from it, but doing it again would be a waste of time. So I believe that for the type of fans that I attract for my work, forums are a dead platform. At least the way I went about it. Who knows what the future will bring, but I seriously doubt I will revisit anything like Pro Boards again. There just doesn't seem to be a reason to do it. I think that other people, perhaps someone with more sparkle, more entertainment value in and of themselves, could perhaps have drawn a crowd. But those people don't really have a problem with this sort of thing anyway. And very likely, those people are already drawing a crowd on platforms like Facebook, on Twitter, etc., etc. So in the end, all I can say is the forum is no more, and there's probably no reason to ever go back and get another one. I'm happy I did it, and if someone had a forum where people I like to talk to were hanging out, I would certainly consider revisiting that. And as I say, there are plenty that are still going strong, but this one didn't make it. And that's okay. That's okay. It frees me up to think about other things and to understand, maybe, where the most important part of my fan base is really residing. So, that's it. That's really the only thought process I had in all this. I can say that if you're interested in something like forums, but you don't know where to get started, Pro Boards is a good choice. I mean, I'm telling you, it's very, very easy to put together. It's not hard to create a forum over there. But will you attract a community? The only reason to go there is if there already is a demand, I would say. If you're already have a community and you're actively looking for a place to set that community down, right? You can't create one from nothing. Clearly that's true. Just because I had a place for people to come doesn't mean they wanted to. You do need people in order to make a community. You can't be a community of one. And that's ultimately what it was. So, anyway, just a few thoughts about forums and their place in the 21st century. This has been Lost in Bronx. If you have any thoughts about forums, I encourage you to throw a comment down over at hackerpublicradio.org. Or better yet, please make or consider making an episode for Hacker Public Radio about this subject or any subject, really. Thank you for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.